And then the third time I was on an expedition that had a medical emergency, it was in 1995, and I was sailing as a sedimentologist on Expedition 151, which was in the very North Atlantic coast, north of Iceland near Svalbard, north of the Arctic Circle. And one of the welders got really, really sick and was vomiting and nauseous, and they couldn't figure out what it was. And the doctor stabilized him a bit. So meanwhile, we're steaming to our first site, and then we're at our first site, coring, which is 907, coring away. And then finally, the doctor says, you know, he's not holding down food, he's dehydrating, we got to get him off. So here we are, it, you know, 69 degrees.
You're in the Arctic Circle, right?
just 69 degrees north. And Iceland is much further south. And so how are we going to get him, this poor person, off? And so what happened was, there's a U.S. Air Force base in Keflavik, which is right near the capital, Reykjavik. That's a long way. But they thought they could maybe get this person to somewhere in northwest Iceland, but I'm not quite sure how that would happen. But so they sent a helicopter. I don't know if it was from northwest Iceland or from Keflavik to the ship, but there wasn't enough fuel.
I was going to say, that's still quite a distance.
A long way. So the helicopter had to come back, and there was all kinds of discussion, because all of this is taking time. Because you have to get the helicopter, you have to get the fuel, you got to get a pilot, all this stuff. So then what they ended up doing, which was, I thought, really cool, they got a helicopter, but they got a helicopter that could refuel in the air, which I had no idea you could do, but they could do. So they sent a plane with a sort of a snout thing that the helicopter could fly into and get refueled. So the helicopter came, landed, picked up this sick person, took him off, the helicopter rose above the ship, and then went and refueled. And we got to watch them, actually, the helicopter and the plane both moving along at the same time, the helicopter coming in and refueling in the air.
I've heard of planes refueling in the air, but not helicopters before.
Yeah.
Wow.
They refueled in the air. So that was amazing. So they got that person off too. So the welder, they didn't replace him. I don't know if there was a second welder who could do the job, or we just didn't do any welding. I have no idea. So those were my three experiences with medical evacuations.
I'm relieved to hear none of them involved you personally, though.
Thank goodness, no. I was heartbroken. Once I'm on that ship, I never want to get off.
But you also, with these stories, you bring up an important point, how every person on the ship plays a role. We don't have extra people around. And when you're on that ship, it's not that you can very easily bring someone in as a replacement. That it is a very involved process.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody is needed. If there was extra people, there'd be more people on board. And as you know, there's not enough space for more people. So every person is important.
But what a relief to know that safety is the top priority, and that they were able to accommodate these individuals and make sure they received the health care that they needed.
Mm-hmm.
And thank goodness for having that full-time doctor on board that could make these diagnoses.